Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Come into Lowe's and celebrate spring's arrival during our annual Spring Black Friday event. You'll find great savings on everything you need to liven up your landscape, like 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And get a free bag of Stay Green Lawn Starter Fertilizer with a purchase of select Pennington Smart Seed. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 329 through 45. Fertilizer offer valid 329 through 410. While supplies last, U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
This week in 1876 had the first official National League Baseball game. The first golf course was opened in the U.S. This week in 1889. This week in 1891 had the first World Weightlifting Championship. Seattle became the first U.S. team to win the Stanley Cup. This week in 1917. This week in 1919, the Stanley Cup wasn't awarded due to a flu epidemic. This week in 1931, Jackie Mitchell became the first female in professional baseball. The Baseball Hall of Fame opened in Cooperstown, New York this week in 1938.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Seven.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
You will glove and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Chicago Wolves update studio. The playoff push is on for the Wolves. Catch a game as they host Cleveland Saturday night for trading card night. Charlotte on Sunday afternoon for bobblehead day, courtesy of CW50. The Cubs beat the Astros 6-3 in their final spring training game. Kyle Hendricks took this one as a regular season matchup. He went 5, gave up 2 hits, and struck out 3. Matt Caesar, Chesney Young, couple RBIs each. The season opens up for the Cubs Sunday night in St. Louis. The White Sox play tonight in Milwaukee. James Shields on the mound, first pitch 7:10. They open their season Monday afternoon at home against Detroit. In hockey tonight, the Blackhawks host Columbus. Corey Crawford starts in net. Puck drops at 7:30. AHL, the Wolves play at Iowa. Game starts at 7. NBA, the Bulls are off today with Atlanta in town tomorrow. Tonight in the NBA, Indiana travels to Toronto. Detroit plays in Milwaukee, and the Heat host the Knicks. NFL, the Bears have waived defensive lineman Igor Ferguson. And PGA, the Houston Open, Soon Kang shot a 9-under-63 today. He's your clubhouse leader at 16-under. Ricky Fowler is 4-under today through 13 and 12-under overall. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Are your taste buds crying for lunch? Then you'll dig Jimmy John's. They make tasty sandwiches, and they deliver them fresh to your door. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The first game on The Score is Sunday at 7 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
It's a big day for Todd Frazier, by the way. He's a Rutgers alum.
but he's a huge Syracuse basketball fan. And Syracuse is very squarely on the bubble.
That would make you a very big Syracuse fan also.
Not as big as he is.
I understand from some of my closest friends that they pretty much give degrees away there.
They do, yes.
Is that true?
Uh-huh.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the B&G Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com, taking you into your weekend on this beautiful Friday evening. Bernsey, what have we been talking about for the last 4 hours?
Oh, my God.
Well,
we had cheerleader controversies to start. I'm still waiting to
Coastal
get
Carolina?
More information about the potential prostitution scandal that has suspended the entire Coastal Carolina cheerleading team.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Frank Martin and some comments that he made a couple of days ago about what kids aren't and are these days and what we're not doing for them as adults. We got into that conversation. And also the Dana Altman stuff as well. Oregon Ducks coach running from some allegations and a little bit of a scandal from a few years ago and still not answering those questions at the Final Four.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was looking for somebody against whom to root.
And you found your guy in Dana Altman and the Oregon Ducks. What else did we get into? Some Cubs and Sox stuff the last hour or so. Talk to Cubs fans about what 2016 has done to their 2017. And Sox fans, I don't know if you're on the same note with me, but it feels good to see and think the things that your front office is seeing and thinking and not having to act like this team is forced to win again for another few years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever the case may be as they try to rebuild this thing. And as you mentioned during transition, they still might be a little too good.
Yeah, you got to be careful. If you're doing this, you have to make sure you're doing it right because you need to be in that top five.
Yeah. So Omar Narváez and guys like that are fine, but the Todd Frazier's and the Jose Abreu's are probably going to get you too many wins. And you've checked us out on the live video stream at watch670thescore.com, and we appreciate you for doing that. It is brought to you by American Needle. Get ready for opening day, which is a couple of days away, with 20% off Cubs socks and Hawks caps. Just head to AmericanNeedle.com. That's AmericanNeedle.com, and use promo code SCORE and get that 20% off.
So if you have a White Sox concern other than the young kids, mm-hmm. I'm just for me, it's a commitment to this acceleration.
The full rebuild. The breaking this thing down to the studs, blowing it all up. Right now, if you're trying to put out a lineup for the White Sox this year, what do you Charlie Tolson's always dead, so you don't have to worry about him. But you got Tim Anderson out there, you got Jose Abreu, Melky Cabrera, Todd Frazier, Avisel Garcia, and gonna DH and do some left field, right field for you. Omar Narváez. Who else you got out there? Because this team still feels like a 77, 78 win team. You want to get this thing down to 65 to 71, 72 wins, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Plus Jose Quintana's gonna win his fair amount of games. Now, the pitching staff is a little bit different because you got Quintana, you got Miggy Gonzalez, you got Carlos Rodon whenever he
Maybe.
Comes off the mend, and James Shields and Derek Holland. James Shields, he feels different about his changeup this spring training.
Fine.
I'm just telling you what he does, okay. What he said. He said he feels different about things this spring training after being the worst pitcher and the worst value pitcher in all of baseball last year in terms of the money he was making.
He was unwatchable.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't do it. I mean, everything. Even when he got an out, it was like caught at the wall or lined off of somebody's face. It was just not easy to watch. Jason Benetti joins us now on Sports Radio 670 The Score on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run Inn in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. You can follow Jason at Jason Benetti. He's been busy doing some college basketball stuff lately too, flying all over the place. How's it going, kid?
Good. The first words I heard you say when Nick put me on the line were lined off of someone's face, so this is going to go well.
Well, it should go better than the average James Shields pitching performance, which is what we were talking about. Just the idea that you're just hoping he can get to some level of competence, and he seems confident enough. I wish I shared it.
He does. And there were some signs in spring training. And again, I you know, you can throw out basically everything in spring training other than maybe stolen bases and the weather. I'll take that. There's a lot of confidence there. And I don't know. I think the first four or five starts of this year are going to really show whether or not there's been some tinkering that have some tinkering that's led to changes.
The vibe with Yoan Moncada and all those young kids during spring training, how was it different? What was the talk? What was the scuttlebutt? Even though we know we're not going to see those guys full-time for a while, there's a different vibe around the White Sox thinking about what the rebuild might be.
There is. I mean, number one, I feel like I'm the veteran now. A year under my belt is more than a lot of people. Carson Fulmer, I think, said it best at Sox Fest and at the complex, and we talked a little bit one-on-one this spring. He's surrounded by guys that he wants to come up with and win a title with. And I think that's kind of the feeling you get when you do something like this, is it almost gets the college atmosphere juices going.
Mm-hmm.
That you have a lot of young guys that have a common goal, which is, you guys know, certainly not the case in every major league clubhouse.
Obviously, you got to call every game as it is and just continue to describe what you see. But how do you think you and Stoney are going to bring that context to the broadcast? I remember years ago we talked to Lenny Casper about this, about the attention that they paid to what was going on in minor league games, where the minors became more important, in fact, where the material players were there instead of the major leagues. How does that affect your job and what you think it is to best inform the White Sox fan as they're watching what they're watching?
Did you hear Theo Epstein on David Axelrod's podcast? Did you listen to that by chance?
We heard excerpts, mm-hmm. not in its entirety.
Okay, so there was one moment where Theo said they were upstairs looking at everything going on in the minors a couple years ago, and they'd cheer and they'd scream and they'd shout, and then they'd go down to the clubhouse and put their sad faces on and say, oh, sorry, tough loss. And then they'd go back upstairs and say, oh, somebody else hit a homer. I think you kind of just pinball it back and forth. How it affects the job is, you're going to see there's going to be a minor league something in every broadcast this year. We're going to talk about the minors in every show, whether it's for 30 seconds, for an inning, whatever it might be. There's going to be a component every night. And I think that will be one of the hallmarks of what we do. But, yeah, I mean, you have to focus on the now. I mean, that's why people want to go to the games, is to watch now for now. But at some point this year, you're going to start seeing these guys come up, and then it's going to be, wow, I saw them at the beginning. I saw them that first year, and there's some value there too.
How do things change when a guy is clearly the best pitcher on the staff or the ace of the staff? Does he go about business any differently? Is he more vocal in the clubhouse? Or does Jose Quintana still do his thing and go about business as usual?
From what I've seen, and it's only been piecemeal because he was at the World Baseball Classic, my feeling is it's the same guy. I'd like to do a study on general managers in Major League Baseball, a blind study of some kind, and you show them like win totals and strikeouts. And yes, they would all tell you that they really don't matter to them. However, you know, you see the prices paid for pitchers, high-level pitchers, top 10 pitchers in Major League Baseball. And it still is kind of surprising to me that nobody has offered the Sox a raft of players that has satiated the need of the front office. I mean, I love watching the guy pitch. That's great. But it's kind of surprising to me that, and I do wonder, just a little piece of me wonders, that if he was flashier, would he yield a bigger haul?
I imagine you'll be paying attention to Tim Anderson. I imagine you'll be paying attention to whoever may come up, because there are some guys, you know, maybe Rodon, maybe Anderson, looking at who's going to be on the team, who's going to matter when it's good. And those guys will take on a little bit more resonance, perhaps, no?
With the fans, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't really, I don't have a lot of choice in that matter. You know, all these guys have stories, and it's my job to tell the stories. But, yeah, I mean, we know Tim Anderson's going to be here for a while. He just signed the deal. So, yeah, I mean, I think that makes fans latch on to him in the first place. So maybe there's a little bit more on him. But, you know, I have seen what it's like for guys to not get paid attention to because they're not the top guy on the list. And I don't like doing that to people. So you know, maybe you kind of lean that way, but I'm not. I'm going to really try not to, because you never know who's going to be there when you're at the top of the mountain. You really don't.
37 home runs, a .388 slugging percentage, and over 1,400 plate appearances. We kind of figure out what we have in Avisel Garcia. What's next for him? What is this year about for Avi?
I think it's about, if Ricky Renteria has his way, it's about people stopping telling Avi Garcia that he's got to hit it 600 feet. I know you'd like to have him hit it 600 feet, but Ricky feels like there is too much I swing hard in Avi and too much I need homers. And I know that's counterintuitive considering the home run numbers and the slugging percentage mm-hmm. listed. But like, you look at the top seven, we showed this graphic the other day, top seven guys in Major League Baseball with 110 mile an hour balls or higher off their bat, exit yep. velocity. He's number seven last year. That's crazy. It's like Stanton and a bunch of other guys and Avi Garcia. So, you know, I understand me beating the drum on he's going to hit 30 homers. I'm never going to say that. I do know he hits the ball really hard. That's there. So you would think at some point probability would win if he can get some lift on the ball.
If fans like novelty, and some just do, especially to start a season, there's going to be a lot of people looking at the center fielder and saying, whoa, who's that? That's not Larry Garcia. That's not Charlie Tilson. It happens to be Jacob May. And with a little bit of athleticism and maybe a flair for a nice spectacular catch every once in a while, that could be at least a shiny new thing for people to focus on, right?
I love shiny new things. Do you have anything that I can play with? Do you have like a slinky or something that you can roll out here in Milwaukee?
Not at the moment. I apologize.
Oh, geez. This doesn't come with a slinky.
Wait, hold on. Steve Stone's phone doesn't count as a shiny new thing?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, my phone dies, and then I don't know who Shep called, but it certainly wasn't Steve Stone's phone.
It was Hawk's.
Is there any chance he got, like, Tom Brenneman?
Yeah, it was Hawk's iPad.
I don't know what number he had, so I sent him the contact. But I'm picturing, of course, when you hear Steve Stone's phone, I'm just picturing it's like this old phone with huge numbers.
Like the old people playing cards.
With the mats they used to step on to play that game on Price is Right.
Yeah. The size of the number. Big jitterbug phone. Let's see. 2, 6. And for all you kids out there, that would be 7. Yeah. All right, so Jacob
May falls asleep by the end of the number.
Right. Jacob May, new shiny thing.
Right. Is that what we're going to call him now? That's his nickname?
No, we'll see.
New shiny thing?
Probably shouldn't. Probably should stay away from that particular descriptor.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
Right. So here's the thing. It's funny because he's got this major league lineage, right? I mean, he's a guy who's been around baseball for a long, long time. And he came into spring training. One of the first things he said to me was, I'm the underdog. And I was like, why? What are you talking about? He goes, well, everybody talks about me as a fourth or fifth outfielder, and I don't think I am. That level of try, that level of want to, now it's becoming like a 90s baseball movie, but that level of want to is something you'd like to have in this clubhouse. So I don't know how it's going to play in the majors, but he's got speed. He can make a catch, like he said. And it's fun.
All right, before we let you go, you were calling some college basketball games on the radio. You got a chance to get a really good up-close look at this tournament. The Final Four is coming up. Who do you think emerges?
Wow. After everything you said about Frank Martin a couple hours ago, I'm not going to go there. But, we caught you guys on the way to Milwaukee.
Nice.
So here's my thing. I really think Gonzaga... I like Gonzaga. I know Carolina is probably everybody's favorite, but people have been saying for months that this is the best Gonzaga team that Mark Few's had, and you get to play South Carolina first, let Oregon and Carolina shake it down, and I think Gonzaga is a complete enough team to win in the finals. I do.
Before we let you go, who's the opening day DH for the White Sox, and who you think will get the most at-bats throughout the year?
Have you been talking to Bruce? Every time I walk by Bruce Levine in spring training, he says, who's the DH going
to
be?
I try not to.
Cody Ashe's starting there today in Milwaukee. And you would think that might be a prelude, but I don't know. I mean, it could be one of four or five guys. I honestly don't know. I would say whoever starts tomorrow has a really good shot. But with Cody Ashley in that position today, that's at least a symbol for me.
All right. Well, safe travels. I know you always seem to be traveling somewhere, and there's going to be plenty more to come. So we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, have a terrific season, man.
Hey, thanks, guys.
That is Jason Benetti, one of the voices of the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah. 312-644-6767 is the phone number if you want to jump into the conversation. We've thrown a lot at you over the last few hours or so, getting you ready for your weekend. The weekend has a lot for you. The Final Four is here. You know, you get a chance to watch these teams square off as seniors go at it in the Final Four. Sindarius Thornwell and all the other old people that are playing basketball. And how old guys, you talked a little bit about the lottery and there not being a lot of lottery picks.
Yeah, what I mentioned was, it was the note that Jeff from Roscoe Village pointed out, that it would take Justin Jackson being a lottery pick for this crop, this Final Four talent, to be the first group since the tournament expanded to 64 teams to not produce a lottery pick in that year's draft.
And we look at these programs, South Carolina, they don't get five-star recruits.
Right, North Carolina, no Kentucky.
Yeah, North Carolina does, but they stay for 2 or 3 years. And Oregon is a program that has rebounded over the last few years because of the hire of Dana Altman. And Gonzaga, famously so, gets the 3-star guys and the 4-star guys that stay forever. So this is, if you like college basketball the way it was meant to be played, this Final Four.
They do it the right way.
Yeah, this Final Four
except
is right
for the sexual assault.
Right, exactly.
They even do that the right way.
This Final Four is right. It was right there for you. You've got the big teddy bear, the big mountain of a man. And
yes,
what's his first name? I always
Shemek.
Shemek?
Shemek? Isn't that it?
Shemek?
Shemek Karnowski.
Karnowski.
Yes, he's the giant stuffed animal.
That gets 12 points and 6 rebounds a game.
I love that. You love the fact that, like, oh, it's huge.
Isn't 7 that feet tall.
But now, but you know what you're too close to verging on?
Old you're, school stat guy?
No, too close to being the most annoying basketball fan.
What?
Who said, if I were 7 feet tall.
No, you would
suck.
No, not at all. I'll never go there with that. These guys, I respect them for getting to this point in their basketball careers. All I know is, for a man that has been touted as this big bull, this big mountain of a man, playing in the West Coast Conference, I would expect a 7-footer, 290-pound man to get more than 6 rebounds a game.
And the 224 texter said, Jacob May, Coastal Carolina guy.
Oh, we can ask him about the prostitution ring.
Knows something about the cheerleaders.
Matt Davidson. I was wondering if Matt Davidson's name was going to get sprinkled in a little bit there throughout the year, because Matt Davidson, over the last couple of years in the minors and the majors, has shown you, 43 home runs up and down, back and forth. I don't know what's there, and that's the thing. Avi Garcia has to understand that you got a round of kids that are getting ready to pass you by. You better try to find or cement a place somewhere. If it's launch angle, fine, because exit velo and all the other things that we want to talk about, you keep hitting it hard at people. So if launch angle is the new thing that everyone's making sure they are focused on, well, you got to change Ivy Garcia's launch angle for him to be any kind of player going forward, if you still want him to be a player.
And thanks to the 708, who says Shemek is the diminutive for the name Przemyslaw. Przemyslaw.
Przemyslaw?
Yes. So it's like Slava for Vyacheslav or Stanislava.
And now I know. So when I'm talking about him playing in the D-League, I'll be able to pronounce and then have a story with his name. Thank you so much to the texter.
You will not remember that Shemek is the diminutive for the name Przemyslaw.
Now that you said I won't, will not. I will.
Now specifically that's going to carve out a spot in your head.
Stapled.
Now I want to make sure that we get to our weekend here in your upcoming vacation with you not having any arrows left in the quiver. I know you always have a ton of stuff written down.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
We got a transition, but if you want to jump in the conversation, feel free to do so. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. 670-11 is the way you can text us. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show on a Friday on 670 The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day. Let's preview one of the national semifinals, shall we? South Carolina taking on Gonzaga. Gonzaga has a ton of skill. They have players all over the basketball floor that can make shots, which, of course, makes you a better team and gives you a chance to win a national championship. The Zags have that. It starts with Szemon Karnowski inside. The big Polish center is not only a good scorer, he'll also pass the basketball. More than anything, the mountain of a man is just what the doctor ordered going against South Carolina's stingy defense. Gonzaga can beat you so many different ways, but one way in which they don't beat you is win a street fight. And that is where South Carolina can win this game. If it could become a one or two possession game late, by my estimation, Gonzaga wins. Close game is won by South Carolina. 8 to 10 point game is won by Gonzaga. I'll take the Zags. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand. Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hustle. All right, friends, it's time to make the switch to Xfinity. Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola. This incredible offer they have now, it expires May 1st. So you have some time, but don't wait on it. Get it in your house right now. We're talking about the X1 system and the country's fastest internet. Super fast, always reliable internet. Now, with the X1 system, you get over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. If you have a subscription already, you can get it through your X1 now, which is great. Plus, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere, using the Stream app. I'm telling you, I love the Stream app. My smartphone on the train ride coming in today, I accessed my DVR and I started watching because I was bored, wanted something to watch. I started watching A Few Good Men, and you can even access your on-demand too through the Stream app, which is really great. I'm going to use the on-demand system this weekend to binge watch Fargo. My guy Tanny told me Fargo is great. I'm going to start that series this weekend, and I'm going to do it all through the Xfinity X1 on-demand system. So here's what you need to do. Switch over to Xfinity X1 and internet for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. You enjoy the same rate for 2 full years. You get a 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay, which means there's no paper, and then you never forget to pay your bill. Plus, you do it right now, you get $150 back when you sign up today. So we're talking about the X1 system, super fast, always reliable internet, thousands of movies and TV shows on demand, and millions of Wi-Fi hotspots around the nation. So whether you're out to dinner or traveling across the country, you can stay connected while you're away from home, and it helps you save data on your phone, which is always important. But don't wait. This offer expires May 1st, but do it now. Get it all for your family now. Switch over and get this limited offer from Xfinity. Just call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Come into Lowe's and celebrate spring's arrival during our annual Spring Black Friday event. You'll find great savings on everything you need to liven up your landscape, like 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And get a free bag of Stay Green Lawn Starter Fertilizer with a purchase of select Pennington Smart Seed. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 329 through 45. Fertilizer offer valid 329 through 410. While supplies last, U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. CTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Your weekly horoscope.
Aries, this week you may feel a sudden desire to take a nice vacation and get yourself in shape. Taurus, your love life gets bumped up a notch. If you're single and looking, this may be your week. Gemini, delay any big decisions as long as you can. In a few days, some additional options may emerge. Cancer, stop the juggling act. This is the perfect time to get things done. Leo, you spend the week trying to come up with some fun plans without having to spend your hard-earned cash. And Virgo, your challenge is crossing things off your to-do list at work. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know when one's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Kohl's.com for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the playoff push is on for the Wolves. Catch a game as they host Cleveland Saturday night for trading card night and Charlotte on Sunday afternoon for bobblehead day, courtesy of CW50. The Cubs beat the Astros 6-3 in their final spring training game. Kyle Hendricks, he approached this one as though it were a regular season start. He went 5 innings, gave up 2 hits, struck out 3. Matt Caesar and Chesney Young, a couple RBIs each. The season opens up Sunday night in St. Louis for the Cubs. The White Sox play tonight in Milwaukee, their second to last spring training game. James Shields on the mound, first pitch at 7:10. They open their season Monday afternoon at home against Detroit. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Columbus tonight. Corey Crawford starts in net, puck drops at 7:30. AHL, the Wolves play at Iowa, game starts at 7. NBA, the Bulls are off today with Atlanta in town tomorrow. Bulls are looking for their first win against Atlanta this season. Tonight in the NBA, Indiana travels to Toronto. Detroit plays in Milwaukee, and the Heat host the Knicks. NFL, the Bears have waived defensive lineman Ego Ferguson. And PGA, the Houston Open, Soon Kang shot a 9-under, 63 today. He's your clubhouse leader at 16-under. Ricky Fowler is 4-under today through 14 and 12-under overall. Hey, if you had a morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast for just a buck, like the dollar grilled breakfast burritos with fluffy eggs and your choice of crispy bacon, savory sausage, or hearty potatoes. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The first game on The Score is Sunday at 7 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Ooh, it's on. Ooh,
it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
They're going to be back-to-back nights and some really good basketball. Last night was fun with Bulls and Cavs, and then I watched Houston and Portland afterwards, and that was a whole hell of a lot of fun.
I wanted to see Nurkic.
Yeah, he got into some foul trouble, and he started doing some silly things early in that game.
Yeah,
but he got it off,
you know,
though.
But when you watch him move...
He understands the game.
He's playing.
No, he's a nice player.
Yeah.
Really good player. Damian Lillard and going up against Pat Beverly, that was fun. But there's some stuff for you tonight, too, if you're not... You know, if you're washed like me... I won't say that Burns he's washed because he's a man, you know, he's a socialite. He's a man of the people. He gets out all the time. I'm in the house with the baby. So Burns, he's got his nice sport coat on tonight. I'm sure he's going to be doing some charitable things. I will be at home, you know, eating fried chicken and lobster and baby back ribs. They all come from the same place.
I heard about
yes,
this.
Yes, sir.
And I am interested.
Yes, sir.
I have placed the I'm interested sign
yes,
on this.
I'm going to head over to Seasides as soon as the show is over. But I will be doing that and eating that and hanging out with my peeps while watching some NBA ball tonight. Spurs at Thunder and also Rockets at Warriors. And I think all four teams are going to play their people because they're seeding in place right now for three of those four teams. So I'm looking forward to that tonight. So I will be sportsing it up. And, of course, this weekend we got the Final Four. So our attention will be there on Saturday. And my man Chris Tannehill's birthday is on Sunday. Oh. So, you know, we'll be watching Twitter as we wish Chris Tannehill happy birthday over Twitter and all the other social media platforms. So that's what I got planned sports-wise for the weekend. What you got tonight?
Obviously, Final Four is going. I'm actually going to miss my own kid's game to watch the Final Four. Because
he understands.
He's pissed he has a game.
Oh, because he wants to watch.
Yes, I just said, look, play hard, do your best. Yeah,
I'll tell you what happened.
Spring hockey.
You know what you should do? He's going to probably get to his phone at some point, but you should try to like head him off at the pass and go, "Oh my god!" Even if the game sucks, like, you will not believe what just happened tonight. You should have been here.
They had to lecture the kids on last Sunday. Because
phones in the locker room?
No, their practice over at the indoor facility was going on during the end of the Kentucky game. So, and there's a big screen TV in like the lobby area. Yeah. So the kids are trying to, they're back in the batting cages and they hear this, all the dads were gathered around.
They didn't know
there.
North was doing a remote.
It was like the video you showed of the Kentucky fans. So the coaches had to say, "Stop it! You will find out the final score when you find out the final score."
Have you ever been in one of those moments where something is taking you away from a game, and it was a monumental game, and I won't say hated that person, but you disliked that person for a really long time after that.
No, but I did have the magic urinal of success at the old U.S. Cellular Field, where twice when I went to use the bathroom, something spectacular happened. It was the same urinal both times.
You know how I feel about the Fab Five and my introduction to college basketball shortly before that with Glenn Rice and those dudes.
Yeah.
During the Michigan-North Carolina timeout game, my mother needed to go pick a friend up.
Ugh.
And my mom wanted me to ride with her.
No.
I got in the car, and I did not know how far my mother was going. So while Chris Webber was calling the timeout and that game was happening, I was in a car helping my mom pick up a friend from a train station or something.
What kind of help do you need?
Well, you know, it's a night. I'm her, you know, I'm her little buddy. Let's go take a ride.
Yeah.
So while my world was shattering.
I
was listening to it.
Maybe it was best.
Yeah, I was listening to it. And I'm like, oh my God, this can't be happening to my favorite squad.
So we've got that for the sports weekend primarily is going to be the Final Four stuff tomorrow.
WrestleMania, I guess people are saying WrestleMania is on Sunday. I ordered it last year. My little cousins and Brendan McCaffrey, who seemed like they were all the same age at that moment in time, all watching it over the crib. So I mean, you know, may engage in a little WrestleMania, maybe not.
But as you mentioned tonight,
oh my God, that was a year ago, Jay.
Yeah, Chris was there. Wow. Well, my 10 and 8 year old cousin and my 30 year old friend and Brendan McCaffrey were on the same wavelength.
But I have the honor tonight of being the auctioneer for the Lincoln Park High School fundraising gala. We want to thank the Blackhawks for their contribution, thank the Cubs for their contribution, thank Len Casper for his personal contribution to our efforts. And these are very tough times for Chicago Public Schools for budgetary purposes. And we're looking forward to having a big full room of people who are going to be giving on their own to try to help a school that can use every dollar it can get.
Shout out to what Lawrence did last night too. With Maggie Hendricks and talking about the kids who are being taught how to referee and all the stuff that is going on with, like you said, CPS and after school programs and giving these kids a different outlet. Her story, I believe, was picked up for the win. I think picked up the story as well as of course, you know, her local outlets here. But yeah, it's some good stuff being done. Like you said, you know, with you and the charitable donations that the Blackhawks have given and Lynn Casper has given, but there's some good things happening in this city for people who are you know, not being thought about in these times.
It's one thing we've learned about being involved in Chicago public schools as long as we have, that it's about the hard work that you want to put in. And it's about organizing parents and teachers and communities and volunteers is you can do your best. You know, sometimes there's a lot of heavy lifting to be done, but there are real tangible ways to make your school in the image that you want it made, no matter what is happening downstate, no matter what's happening elsewhere. It's you put in the time, you do the work, you ring the phones, fan the flames, and you can change your community.
You invite the right person to a basketball game in that school. I played a Tuesday game at a school that I won't name for a while, and there was jokes being made about what is called CPS snow. And that's asbestos. And you know, I was shown some things and, you know, called some people, and that was handled over the summer, because that should not be happening. Nobody's kid should be forced to go to school where things are dropping on their head that could potentially kill them or hurt them long term. Fellas, what you got tonight?
Tonight, a whole lot of nothing on the old television.
No,
Chris and I are both busy this weekend with a Final Four.
Oh yeah, our guys got appearances. Tell the people where you guys will be this weekend for the Final Four.
We'll be out drinking Sam Adams, watching the Final Four. I'll be in Arlington Heights from 5 to 6 tomorrow at Peggy Canaan's, and then 8 to 9 at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village, and then Chris will be in the city at a couple places.
In the city,
wow, doubling up,
nice,
yeah. Double dipping.
At 5 o'clock Saturday, I'll be at Jefferson Tap, 325 North Jefferson in the Fulton Market District over there.
Oh, Jefferson Tap.
That's the good.
It's swanky. Let's go. Oh. Look at Chris.
So no jorts.
No. Please wear your jorts. Wear your favorite like Mickey Morandini Cubs shirt. Like go in full swag. Don't worry
order
about
an Incredible Hulk.
Right.
For all of us.
With your Sam Adams.
And then 8 o'clock, I'll be at Hidden Shamrock on 2723 North Halsted. I got a lot of time in between. Luckily, Hidden Shamrock's right near Gramophone. Maybe do a little record shopping on Saturday.
There it is. Hey, see? The good things are happening. And our guy Shep will be hosting, right? Are you Saturday noon to 5?
Noon to, I'll probably be out of here. I'm with Barry Rosner.
Also noon to 3.
So probably about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
All right.
Whatever it takes to get out to Arlington Heights at that time.
Big things popping this weekend on the Score. Should be fun. We will talk to Lawrence Holmes next, because I see Lawrence Holmes' face, and he is in the place. And Lawrence is getting ready to run that Shamrock Shuffle, so maybe the last 2 hours of Lawrence's show is just going to be him off his feet, because he will be using those things here soon. He's taking pictures and putting them on Instagram. He's got all his people around him. They're going to be rooting him on. Apparently, Peanut Tillman talked him into doing something that he wasn't going to do. So that's what good peer pressure is all about. We'll talk to Lawrence about that and his show tonight right here on 670 The Score.
This was last year.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Now the world champion Chicago Cubs defend their title starting in 2 days. When the Cubs take on the Cardinals on opening night, our coverage starts at 7 p.m. First pitch, 7:35. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, just for listening, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That is ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it. You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1876 had the first official National League Baseball game. The first golf course was opened in the U.S. This week in 1889. This week in 1891 had the first World Weightlifting Championship. Seattle became the first U.S. team to win the Stanley Cup. This week in 1917. This week in 1919, the Stanley Cup wasn't awarded due to a flu epidemic. This week in 1931, Jackie Mitchell became the first female in professional baseball. The Baseball Hall of Fame opened in Cooperstown, New York, this week in 1938.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I hear the people talk.
Yeah, we had to walk back and forth one time because this idiot, you know, didn't want to just jump into an Uber.
Because like, he doesn't know how to use a weather app on his phone.
It's like
apparently.
A mile and a half. Everyone's sweating. No one's talking to each other.
Everyone hates each other.
Yeah, it's like me, Chris, and Dan separated like by 15 paces apiece.
It wasn't as bad as the next day when I walked, carried my bags back there.
You walked in there looking like a...
It took a 25-minute walk in 90 degrees carrying 25 pounds in each hand.
Clown college.
And Ron Coomer saw me walk into the building, and he's like, "Are you okay?
You looked crazy."
And I said, "I think so." And he goes, "There's water over there. You got to get some water."
Yeah.
And
you look like you were going to die.
I said, "No, I'm okay." He goes, "Oh, you hoofed it all the way over from there?" I think, yeah.
Yeah, one of these guys that think there's nobility in walking in extreme sun and heat.
No, it was I just misjudged.
Miscalculated?
It. I was a complete miscalculation.
Well, good.
Lawrence.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Lawrence.
Ready to get your weekend started?
Yeah, it should be a really interesting weekend for sure because I wasn't planning on running the Shamrock Shuffle up until Monday. Yeah, and then
roped you in.
And then Charles was like, okay, so here's what happened. Charles is in the studio, and we were talking about a lot of stuff, including talking about what it's like to not play anymore. He said, you know, I can't get that adrenaline rush. Like, and so I said, hey, well, you know, the Shamrock Shuffle is Sunday. So you should run that. That'll be good. And he's like, yeah, I'm training for this long race that he's going to do later on in the year. And
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Yeah, I noticed that.
He's like, it's different. He's lean now.
He's not in football shape.
It's not football shape.
It's not like, football shape at all.
It's post-football shape.
Yeah, and I mean,
you're not carrying weight. You don't have to carry.
He's probably, I didn't ask him, but he's probably down 10 to 15 pounds at least like from when he was playing. Yeah. I mean, he is just lean. So, you know, now he texts me and he goes, so I want to run this thing and you're going to run it too. And I'm like, yeah, son of a. So we got it all straightened out. I'm actually kind of excited now to run it. I ran it last year and I really loved it. It's a cool event that they do. And you already start to see the closings here downtown, which I'm sure is going to make Barry and Joe furious as they try to get down here for hit and run Sunday morning. But it should be good. I went to the expo today over at McCormick Place. Saw my Fleet Feet people over there. And they're like, you can do it. And I'm like, no, I can't. But I'm gonna give it a good try. Good. If I can come close to my time last year, I'll be really, really excited.
I want to mention, too, before we leave here, that if people are interested, that you know how that we have the culinary kitchen over there, the CBS Radio Culinary Kitchen. Well, I'm finally getting my shot, and it's going to be before the show on Monday.
Oh, really now?
Where I'm going to be hosting Chef CJ Jacobson, who is a guy, he's competed. You've probably seen him on Food Network a couple times on the various Top Chef stuff. And he and I are going to be cooking. We're going to do a little intro. We're going to cook. We're going to do the program as part of the series. And it's going to be 11 a.m. and available via webcast.
Great. So. It's about time we use that thing. Because that thing is beautiful.
Well, it's been used. It's just that Lynn Bramer has done one, and Mary Dixon has done one. B96 has done one.
Like I said, it's about time we use that thing because it's beautiful.
I kind of leaned on it. I'm like, hey, come on now. I mean, get me in there for one of these.
Sports and football. I mean, sports and food. How does it not go together?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, put those things together, especially this weekend or next weekend. Mm-hmm.
Or how about, you know, wine and food and sports? And I mean, there's
a lot of athletes in here.
There's all kinds of things.
Well, here's the next thing for you, Dan. I'll give you this idea gratis. It's you and Ricky Renteria making ceviche because that's what he's really good at making.
Okay.
So there's the idea.
I love ceviche.
So run with that. Like, he's done it before. Like, the White Sox have done some kind of, like, makeshift things with him doing it. But in that studio, online, I think it'd be dope.
I'm down.
He's apparently a master at ceviche, so.
Nice. And Joe Madden's a restaurateur.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm sure he's got some proprietary recipes. He could come in and then we could do a bolognese or something, whatever he wants.
And I'll be willing to eat all of it.
Sounds like a plan to me.
There it is. And that's the role that I'll fill.
Eating things?
Eater.
Okay. I heard we were talking during the break that Jay has a great plan for. Is that just tonight what you're going to do?
Yeah. No, I'm fried chicken, baby back ribs, and lobster, and then whatever sides they throw at me. Get some broccoli in there, some, you know.
Forget about the broccoli. I was telling them there's a place called Miss T's up on Broadway just north of Belmont. And it's an old Harold's, and it just won like the quick order Lakeview Award or something like that. Fried crab when they have it on the.
There's a Walgreens right at the corner.
Yeah, it's a little further down, like right by, what is that place? Is it the Melrose?
Yeah.
It's right around the corner from there.
Okay,
and it is. One of the biggest problems you have when you go get fried food is how greasy is it? And there are some limits, like even to my wanting of fried food, where if the bag is that greasy, I will throw it away.
Translucent?
Yeah, like that's not good. And like, it's not that way there.
Okay.
And when they have fried crab on the menu, mouth-watering, homemade biscuits, homemade desserts. Like, yeah. It's crazy good.
Ms. T's Southern Fried Chicken. You can look it up on Yelp if you'd like.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, 3300
block of North Broadway.
See, that's
like a Tannehill special, too. You're talking about the fried seafood stuff.
Or like, it's right around the corner from Wrigley. Like, you want to get your eat on outside the ballpark and then head on over to Cubs. You got... That would be a good choice.
Oh, the customary bread at the bottom of the chicken and the fries.
Soak up the grease.
I'm in now.
It's a
mark of authenticity?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a former Herald.
So they still got a lot of the Herald's material?
They got some stuff. they got some stuff over
former
there.
Former employees in a cabinet somewhere. Hey.
Right.
But it's all good. And if they have fried crab, man, oh boy, it is one of the best things I've eaten this year.
Look at this from the 312. Wine and sports is gay.
All right.
Okay, well, then.
Enjoy your weekend. There it is. God, some of these people, man. It's just some of these people are just morons. You moron. Like, enjoy your weekend with that.
Jeez.
Wine plus sports equals gay. All right.
You know how many athletes make their own wine?
Right. This guy.
Joe Madden, every commercial break, is telling you to go get
Joel Quenneville.
Mike Ditka has his own wine.
And it may be. That's cool, though. That's the thing. never stop being you.
Like every commercial during a Cubs game
is a wine. Is a Benny's commercial.
Right. Joe Madden is on a Segway telling you about wine at Benny's. But
I needed that right there. God bless you.
And every time I see Quenneville talking about Benny's during Hawks games, I picture Jason's guy when Jason asked for the wine.
Oh my God! Yeah.
And then the guy said, "Well, did you have that at Olive Garden or something?"
We'll slap the hell out of that dude. Yeah. He almost caught the hands. But you know, we're nonviolent around here.
Nonviolent.
I want to thank the people who are behind the show today, including our 312 Wine Plus Sports is Gay texter. We'd like to thank our guy running the video stream, even if he isn't here, as always.
Don't thank him because Tannehill didn't have a drop loaded.
Well, thank him then. God! All right, we'll thank the EP, our guy, Nick Shepkowski.
Bill in New Milford. What's up, Bill?
I just wanted to ask your opinion on something. Mm-hmm. With his passing yesterday, where do you rank the ultimate warrior among the all-time greats?
I have no idea. I could kill us. John in Oxford. What's up, John?
There it is. You could not care less. All right, our audio overlord, our sound architect, Chris Tannehill.
Bit of a fun negotiation. I've been a part of a number of these things before. Obviously, ownership always gets the credit, but they really had the final... saying this one. We were close, but couldn't quite get there. And Ruggie is looking forward to moving his family here and buying some property on a ranch. When ownership heard that, to close the deal, Ray Davis sealed it with a couple of horses. I know very little about that, and I was basically just a broker.
And the horse that rode in on that.
Yeah, Ruggie Odor.
Ruggie Odor.
Two elite horses.
Yeah, you throw in a couple horses, he's signing.
He's there, and he'll punch you in the damn face when you do it.
Does
for
the horses, too.
All right, so the fellas are out and about. Make sure you're following them on Twitter and Instagram so you can jump in on some of those final four appearances. Dan's got his sport coat on. He's going to do some things for the kids here. And I'm going home to slather myself in ribs and fried chicken and lobster and hang out with the family. Lawrence Holmes is coming up next. He's going to be hanging out with you tonight. I will be off next week. Ta-da! Everybody gets their wish. Bernstein will be back next week on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
The horn goes off. Track shoes out of the building.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Not just new cars and SUVs.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Come into Lowe's and celebrate spring's arrival during our annual Spring Black Friday event. You'll find great savings on everything you need to liven up your landscape, like 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And get a free bag of Stay Green Lawn Starter Fertilizer with the purchase of select Pennington Smart Seed. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 329 through 45. Fertilizer offer valid 329 through 410. While supplies last, U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network. The one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.